Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
For the first time in our lives, we're all facing the need to stay at home for weeks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. In this special edition of Focus Carolina, Jeff Green from the UNC School of Education provides important tips to help students stay engaged while learning at home. With schools closed and students having to learn from home, Dr. Green says it's more important than ever for students and families to understand how the science of learning can help them succeed.
When children are motivated to understand why they're learning, they're less likely to look at the clock and just consider it something that they have to endure and get through. So we talk less about you're going to learn from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and more about you have three really important things to do in this time. And let's get through all three. Let's do a great job with all three. And then if it takes you 50 minutes and you have extra time, that's great. If it takes a little longer, that's okay too. But by focusing on the task and why it's important, it's less likely that the child will be staring at the clock, just waiting for 10 o'clock to come around. We actually have learned a lot about how to help people make the best use of their time when they're learning. Just rereading material isn't a really good strategy. Students that write things down verbatim or word for word don't tend to remember or understand things as well as they do writing things down in their own words, in their own way, and connecting it to things they already know. In addition, self-testing is really powerful, and old-school flashcards work really well. Writing a question on the front and the answer on the back and then self-testing or quizzing yourself is a great way to get that information into your brain so that you remember it later. Those two strategies are really powerful. The other one I suggest is spacing out. It's better to study 1 hour every day for 3 days than it is to study for 3 hours on one day. So we want to encourage students to kind of space out learning and revisit material over longer periods of time. That will help them remember it and be able to use it. One thing that we try to do is vary the kinds of information they encounter and the ways in which that information is encountered. So reading is great. Reading's fabulous. Watching educational videos is good too. There's nothing wrong with that. Talking with a teacher or a friend online and talking about the material, that's a great way to do it. There's lots of different ways you can encounter information, and the more different ways you encounter it, the more engaging it is, and the more likely it is that you'll remember it.
Dr. Green has strategies for managing distractions and frustrations during this abnormal time of learning from home.
Education is about connections, right? So it's not just about learning material. It's also about being with people and connecting with people. And so when my daughter is connecting with her friends and talking about schoolwork, that's a really wonderful part of learning. But I actually really encourage families and parents to find ways for their children not just to focus on the cognitive parts of learning, but also the emotional and the relational aspects of learning. And that can happen through communications with friends or teachers or other members of the family. But those connections are really important to helping students learn. Having a plan, having a list of to-dos that feels manageable, that the child feels like they can do well, that's a great way to help stay on task. Everyone gets distracted occasionally. We don't want children to feel bad when they get distracted, but we want them to have strategies to recognize when they are distracted and be able to get back on task. Having written down a few strategies, if I get distracted by the TV in the next room, I'm going to shut the door. If I start getting distracted by my friends on Zoom, I'm going to look back at my list and tell us to get back on track. Just having some really basic strategies to deal with distraction is really important. As kids get older, they become more and more able to do that on their own. It's very natural for students to become frustrated now when they're having to learn at home and things feel different and there's so many stressors in the world that either they're hearing about or they're seeing their families be stressed about. I think the first thing to do is families should really normalize frustration. It's okay to get frustrated. It's completely understandable. Sometimes just giving children a chance to express the frustration and hear that their parents or their family members care about them, that can really help them get back on track. Sometimes the frustration is more significant, and sometimes children just need to take a break. And taking a break is fine. It's not the case that we have to always push kids to do more or push through the frustration. There are times where kids and all of us just need a break. That's okay. So there's nothing wrong with taking a break, but we should have a plan for getting back on track.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.